235. A worldly wholesaler. I'll admit to anyone that I am a worldly person. I enjoy wrapping myself in luxury. Poverty, or even a middle-class existence, is not something I would be able to withstand. If I had to give up my fresh pâté and my caviar, I would suffer such bad withdrawal symptoms that I would most assuredly die. When people tell me that my extravagant lifestyle is withering away my soul, I tell them I'd much rather wither away in a mansion than in a shack. Where money whirs, there I am. It wasn't just on a whim that I became a wholesaler. The wholesale business was where the action was when I first began. It has since whittled down to just a few companies. But back when I was first starting out in business, a fortune could be made there by just about anyone. After making a small, modest fortune, I withdrew my interest from the wholesale business. It was still doing well at the time I left, and people thought I was crazy for leaving. I didn't wince even once, however. What some people refer to as a wily disposition, I simply refer to as a smart business decision. I wasn't being wily when I left. Now understand, I wasn't being wholesome either. There's a limited amount of money out there, and if I don't get it, someone else will. By quietly wiggling out of the wholesale industry, instead of making a huge announcement and encouraging others to do the same, I actually made money. There was nothing mean-spirited to this. It was just me being a businessman. If the industry is about to have a calamitous wreck, why should I hold the responsibility of wrestling people away from it? I was not going to stand by and witness my own investments become nothing. That would have been quite a woolly loss. I'm wistful when I lose money, but as it stands, my wits are still intact. I just built a new winter residence, a nice cabin out in the woods of Oregon. I wrap myself in the finest woolen jackets, made from the most expensive wool. I go out in the evenings and listen to the beautiful sounds of the surrounding wildlife. I dare not complain about how I made my money.